It's just not my day today.
It's just not my day. I'm a Leo, you know? I can't do anything. I just have to lay in bed. Sorry, professor. I can't do the homework. I'm a Leo.
And the professor's like, I totally understand. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Maya Daniels.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing just peachy.
You know why that is?
Why?
The stars.
Oh, no.
You know what we're talking about today, Andrew?
The stars.
We're talking about astrology.
Oh, I'm an Aquarius.
Are you? Okay.
What are you?
I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
No, what does an Aquarius mean? Explain, do you know a little
bit
about that?
Well, you know, my birthday's on February 18th.
Yes.
Which, depending on who you ask, can either lie at the very end of Aquarius or the beginning of the next one.
Oh, so you just switch back and forth.
But, you know, I have kind of a pride to be an Aquarius. I also kind of like the idealistic behaviors of the, you know, calm water sign. And I'm kind of an aspirational Aquarius. Because, you know, and I think you can't go back and forth. You know, you can't pick and choose. You gotta just be one.
You gotta be solid with it.
And so I have committed myself fully to being an Aquarius, whether or not that actually fits in with what I, you know, my personality. I don't care. I'm an Aquarius. Fight me.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna stand back on this one.
Sounds good.
I'm sort of in the same boat. My birthday is June 19th, and I think the last day for Gemini is the 20th.
So you're kind of on the border.
So I'm very much on the border, but I stick with Gemini as well. That is, I'm a whole Gemini, as they say. What's your birthstone?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't? We'll look that up later.
Is that
a big thing. I guess it's not for boys, but
I think it's more of like when you're a girl and grandparents buy you jewelry.
Exactly. Like all the girls when they were little wore their birthstone.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what my birthstone is.
Oh, interesting.
So.
Okay, fair. So, astrology. Okay. You want me to give you like a little backstory?
Please do.
Okay. So astrology is the study of movement and the position of celestial bodies and how they affect humans.
Celestial bodies.
Celestial bodies, as they say.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's sort of all about how planets and stars align while you're born, and those essentially affect you your entire life.
So the you know, big balls of gas and rock millions of years away obviously affect when you're being a little moody today.
Yeah, and that's why you're being a little on edge, right?
Sorry, I'm not so on edge. I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo. So sorry. God, I'm being such a Leo today.
A big problem. Honestly, that's a great excuse.
Honestly.
I think I'm going to use it the next time I'm feeling a little moody.
Well, you know, when Sagittarius is in the sixth quadrant, you know, you just got to stay in bed.
Oh,
you know,
don't
honestly.
Even go near them. Don't even.
Like when Jupiter has entered the third bi-directional force, I mean, honestly, you get a big pass for not doing work that day.
Oh, it's like you don't have to hand in your paper.
Well, because, I mean, you can't, right? You're so irritable and so defocused, right? Because Jupiter's in your third quadrant.
I think my professor will completely understand.
I think that's a valid reason to not be productive. Because, you're fighting the fight on that one. So.
In the same way, like, the waves are with the axes of the Earth.
Yeah, you're just being pulled by celestial bodies.
So, this is where it gets a little tricky, right? Because people want to use this as a science, but at the same time, it doesn't quite have the same sort of, you know...
No, it does not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I see why people are skeptical, because there's not a lot of scientific evidence that goes behind this.
No.
But I really like it.
And yeah.
I subscribe to it. I sort of, you know, I check my daily horoscope every day.
Do you really?
I do.
Do you have the app?
I have the app.
Uh-huh.
I'm really into it. And I don't know, so astrology sort of began in, like, the dynasty of Mesopotamia, like, has this...
This goes way back.
So, astrology has a lot of historical background and roots and, you know, connections with the stars and these divine beings.
Yeah, it's not that you're not just making stuff up every day, it's actually technically based on, you know, if Jupiter is in your third quadrant.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Like, if Mars is being a little bit of a bee, you know, like, it really affects you.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, it's hard to draw the line.
Yeah.
So, it's a little tricky, but I think it's kind of cool, and I'm a sucker for the, what's your name, what's your sign.
Does that, at a party, you know, you're...
Trying to pick someone up.
You're picking through your many suitors.
Yes.
And you say, well, what's your sign? Are we compatible?
And it just gets the ladies going.
Yeah. Are Aquarius and Gemini compatible? You and me?
Okay. So.
Oh, you did you do
funny
this?
Funny enough, I looked this up, Andrew.
Amazing.
It turns out We're quite compatible.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
I mean, I think so too. We have a 99% compatibility rating with communication and intellect. And overall, like our overall compatibility is 85%, which I think is pretty good.
I'm thrilled because I think we're compatible.
I think so too. Should I like read a little bit about this?
Yeah, give the blurb.
Okay. When Gemini and Aquarius engage in an intellectual debate, they are fun for everyone to watch.
Or listen to.
Ding, ding, ding. They stimulate each other's mind to such a point that they fire arguments that they weren't aware existed in their thoughts. While Gemini will probably be fascinated by the belief systems of the Aquarius, always so rational and humane, Aquarius will have an opportunity to relieve some of their ego problem with their Gemini partner.
You know, that's pretty accurate.
Isn't that pretty good?
Wow, that's kind of creepy.
It's kind of creepy, right? So?
And the thing is that, okay, so my big thing is that clearly you just say general stuff about you're compassionate and, you know, analytical and, you know, sometimes you get a little mad about things. And it's like, everyone's like, yeah, of course, that's me, you know. But on an analytical level, I understand that this is all complete horse radish.
Yes.
And the stars don't affect who you are. But, I mean, that was, what do you, how do you explain that, right?
That's what I'm saying. Is how do they know?
And, you know, I don't really care if it's fake. I mean, it's kind of fun.
That's what I think.
You know, and I'm kind of a sucker for any kind of leg up I can get as far as my future goes. So if they say, like, you know, don't take the bus because it's going to crash, Aquarius, maybe I won't take the bus. You know, I can't be choosy about my future, you know, my fortune telling, you know, if it's going to prevent me from dying.
Fair enough, right? So what about, like, fortune cookies? That's, like, another thing that goes along with
these. Well, I love fortune cookies, and I kind of take them at face value, but oftentimes, especially like the Pan Express ones, aren't fortunes. They just give you a little proverb of, you know, the wise man eats the worm or whatever.
Oh, that's
weird. And you're like, just tell me if I'm going to have a good day tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know?
So that's not the same thing.
I like just the very blatant, you're going to find some money soon. And of course you won't.
And kind of lightens your day.
And it's like, I just want some optimism. Even if it's kind of bad, I think that's kind of fun.
Oh.
You know, it's like, be careful of.
I see dark things in your future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That type of thing. Yeah. I don't know.
So, I don't know. It's fun, and I understand why people like this. I can't bring myself to think this is real.
Okay.
And I can't bring myself really to understand the people who, like, devote their lives to understanding the different signs and, you know, matching their friends up based on their signs and, you know, that kind of thing. I just can't do that. But I gotta say I like it, and this is kind of an admission here, and this is very personal, but I have the app on my phone, too.
Andrew, you do?
And I do. And I mean, I don't look at it every single day because I got to have a life to live. I have podcasts to edit. But at the same time, I don't know. I like it. And I like reading the little Aquarius thing. And
you can't help but feel a little bit special when you read those. Like, you feel like someone really knows you.
You know, and I'm just a sucker for it.
I'm a sucker for it, too. So, I mean, I don't even need to ask how you feel about that. I think you like it.
But I hate that I like it. You know, I would love to be, you know, well, I'm an Aquarius, right? I'm analytical.
Oh, this is
true. I mean, that's what, it's written in the stars.
So they say, the star spells that out at night while you sleep.
Exactly. I'm just, you know, a puppet of the stars, right? So I can't will myself to think that this is not just completely stupid. But I like it.
I know.
It's stupid, but I like it. It's like the
stupid.
Bee movie.
Oh, the Bee movie's so good.
I watched it recently.
Did you?
It's bad.
Oh, it's
but I enjoyed it greatly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, audiences, how do you feel about that?
What sign are you?